It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday the 4th of June, the 156th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and on this day, an oh-so-important date in French history, the people of Roquefort-sur-Soulzon in 1411 were granted a monopoly by King Charles VI for the ripening of Roquefort cheese.
Mmm, yummy.
They'd been doing it for centuries anyway, and they're still doing it now. Did you know Roquefort is a protected name? You cannot call your cheese Roquefort unless it is from Roquefort. It's the same for champagne. Unless it comes from the Champagne region, you're not allowed to call your bubbly wine champagne. It has to be called sparkling wine or whatever else you can come up with, but not champagne. Well, now don't you feel just a bit richer with that information in your hand?
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
Also on June 4th in French history, in 1783, the Montgolfier brothers publicly demonstrated their montgolfière. What is a montgolfière? A hot air balloon, but of course. They're still called montgolfières in French, by the way. And here's a bit of girl power information. 8 months after that maiden montgolfière flight, Elisabeth Tibel from Lyon, here in France, became the first woman to fly in a hot air balloon. And you're going to love this. She was dressed as the Roman goddess Minerva. That's the goddess of wisdom and the sponsor of arts, trade, and strategy, don't you know? And while she was up there, she sang a duet with her flying partner, a duet from a popular opera of the time, and she was the one who fed the firebox, which kept that montgolfière up in the air. Women, not much we can't do, is there? Feed the fire and sing a duet, all while dressed as a goddess.
This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
Before we get to the listener mailbag, I want to remind you about the football tournaments that Christelle and Sebastien in the Listener Relations Department are organizing for the RFI clubs. This round of games will coincide with the European Championship games this summer and need to be played between the 10th of June and the 10th of July. You can organize your matches any way you want, and RFI will furnish the team shirts, the footballs, and the trophies, as well as RFI banners for you to use at your matches. I'll announce match results, and you send us photos and videos for our Facebook pages. If you want your RFI club to be part of the RFI club's European Championship 2016 football tournaments, write Christelle, Sebastian, and the Sound Kitchen today and let us know. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Have you been on the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages? There's some great photos up. Photos of Ferdusi and Jahangir Alimanto. Jahangir is the president of the Kaptai RFI fan club in Bangladesh. There's some photos of their garden, and boy, do they have green thumbs. Do you know that expression? Having a green thumb means you're a good gardener, and they are. You can see some photos of Akber Wasim Chadhar from the RFI Seven Stars Listeners Club in Chinio District, Pakistan. Akber works in the Rescue Emergency Service in his district, which is a very honorable thing to do. Thanks, Akber, for your service. There was a very nice text message sent in to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone from Nuha D. Sane, who's a teacher in Brikama, the Gambia. And Nuha is rightly named. Her name means ability to think or intelligence, just what we'd expect from a teacher, right? Another display of Nuha's intelligence is that she says RFI is her favorite station. And there was a lovely handwritten letter from Solomon McConan from Dire Dawa, Ethiopia. Solomon's a real sweetie. He writes me all the time and even sends presents. I have not one but two lovely traditional Ethiopian shawls called a netala, which I wear all the time and think of Solomon. Solomon wrote about his city, Dire Dawa, and said that because Dire Dawa has such a long tradition of foreigners living there, people from Jamaica, Cuba, Europeans, Middle Easterners, that Dire Dawa is a very hospitable city, that it is diverse and, he says, attractive.
Hello, I'm Jean Deloisy from the Palais de Tokyo, and you listen to the Sound Kitchen.
All right, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On April 30th, my colleague Aidan O'Donnell was in the Sound Kitchen, and he had a question for you about an ancient folk festival called Walpurgisnacht, or Night. Walpurgisnacht is celebrated in the Netherlands, Germany, the Czech Republic, Sweden, Lithuania, Latvia, Finland, and Estonia. Aidan asked you what it is. What is Walpurgisnacht according to tradition? The answer is Walpurgisnacht is the night before Saint Walpurga, an abbess, was canonized, that is, officially recognized as a saint by the Roman Catholic Church. That occurred in 870, and that is the official version. However, it's not what's in the imagination of the people. Walpurgisnacht is the night when witches meet on top of the Brocken Mountain in Germany, with their broomsticks, of course, and all fly together to Hexentanzplatz, the place where witches dance. The winners of this week's quiz are two RFI Club members who know all about Walpurgisnacht, Ralf Urbanczyk from Eselben, Germany, who says in the Eselben region you can see thousands or even 10,000s of little witches and devils dancing the whole night on the streets. And from Harjuma, Estonia, Arne Tem is a winner this week, and Walpurgisnacht is a big celebration in Estonia, too. Arne says that Estonians do just as Germans do, dress up as witches and dance the night away. By the way, it's Flag Day in Estonia. June 4th, 1884 is when the flag of Estonia was first consecrated. Happy Flag Day, Arne, and all Estonians. On the winner's list this week is another RFI club member, Ferhat Bezazel from Weskikta, Algeria, as is Mohamed Idris from the Jinnah DX Club in Laya, Pakistan. Last but not least, Abhersha Jaswal from Haryana, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. And now for this week's quiz. It's about football and the European Champions League. The final game in the tournament was played this past week, and the winner was a Spanish club, Real de Madrid, which made the French jump for joy. Why? Why would the French be so proud, so happy that a Spanish football club won the European Champions League tournament? You have until the 11th of July to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on July 16th to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
That's all for this week. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doho for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
You'll leave me, yes, of course you will go. With you goes my heart, as you know, surely as the autumn leaves fall. our love will flow with us
forever.
Song of love will always last the song.